This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Saw this commercial on TV and it said, it read, "All lives can't matter until black lives matter." Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. All lives can't matter until black lives matter. They're trying to rationalize why you can't say all lives matter, because all lives can't matter until black lives matter. Now, the people that wrote this don't give a crap about black lives, because I would say this, black lives will matter when black people make black lives matter. Now, see, that's a statement that could be said. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, where we make sense out of all the leftism that you see and hear and get to witness every day. And I'm telling you right now, you are in the midst of the biggest race fight in the history of America, bigger than in the Civil War. And the casualties are just as real. Just as real. It's your kids. Both sides of it. The kids. I can't tell you how many parents, through SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, an organization that I built to empower children to stop this diversity, equity, and inclusion nonsense, get rid of identity politics, and let kids go and find their inner greatness, no matter what they are. I don't care if your kid is gay, lesbian, transgender, whatever they think they are. You know what I still want for them? I want them to have the best life they can possibly create. That's what we want. And that has nothing to do with color. I'm going to tell you some stuff today based on what happens in schools and stuff that's going to blow your mind. But this, all lives can't matter until black lives matter. That's just absolute nonsense. Black lives matter because all lives matter. And anybody that writes that is a racist and essentially condoning the terrorism of Black Lives Matter. A friend of mine called me and told me this story. Said, the son of one of her friends was going to sell an iPhone on one of these marketplaces. You know, they've got these different things. You do an app and it says, you have something to sell? Yep. Okay, I'll buy it. Yep, let's meet, do the transaction, etc. It's like bartering sites. You can imagine the government's going to be dipping their hand in it soon. Oh, you sold something? You got to pay taxes on that thing that you already been taxed on and you're reselling. Yeah, you got to pay taxes on that too. Because the government never wants any transaction not to get its cut. It's worse than the mafia. Anyway, this guy's selling his iPhone, and he gets a response. Yeah, man, I'll buy your iPhone from you. It's an older model, whatever. I'll buy it. And he says, can you meet me in this area of Louisville, Kentucky? And the father's looking at it. He goes, yeah, son. He goes, that looks like that's a sketchy area of Louisville. Let's meet in a more centralized area where this transaction can happen. And it won't, you know, but we're not meeting. It was like saying, let's meet in Compton, you know, or let's meet in East St. Louis. Okay, let me put that in perspective. So after they decided that they were going to move it, the father got a little suspicious and said, you know what, son, I'm going to go with you on this transaction so we make sure nothing happens. So he does. They go to the location for the meet to sell this phone. It should be a simple transaction. And three young black men showed up. The father and his son got suspicious, so they said, get in the car, let's go. They took off. Two other cars cut them off and sandwich them in. The father then says, because it's an open carry or concealed carry state, he reaches for his weapon because these guys are coming up with guns, and they shoot him dead. The boy had gotten out, and he's running. And that's what saved his life. He survived. Well, this guy's funeral was only a few days ago. Just want to tell you, white family, not a care in the world, trying to sell a used iPhone, probably at a bargain. They get set up to be robbed, and the father loses his life over this. And I'm going to tell you something. You are never going to hear this story. But if it were three white kids that set up a black family, you'd know all about it. Yeah. all lives can't matter until black lives matter, right? So we can't be concerned about this family that lost its father. Democrats, people, have created the most vile group of racists in the country. Black leftists. Black leftists do not care about you. Let me back up. Black leftists don't care about themselves. That should tell you everything you need to know. Because let me explain how you avoid all the nonsense of life. You want it in the secret? You want something you can play for your sons and your daughters, no matter what age they are, where Kevin Jackson drops some knowledge on you from the Kevin Jackson Show? I'm going to tell you. You cannot be concerned about anything else until you care and love yourself. Then you can start caring about other things. Until you have a level of respect for who you are, your daughter is as likely to be on a pole as anybody else's daughter. Your son is as likely to be in prison. If they don't have a care about who they are and what their character is, you've lost the battle. There you go. A little bit of wisdom for you. Black leftists don't even care about themselves. Why do you think they don't want you to talk about black-on-black crime? Why do you think they say the silly stuff like, oh, well, he was only robbing that house because he was trying to pay for his books or pay for his schooling or whatever? They don't care about themselves. Not really. It's always, oh, he was a gentle giant on his way to college. He was going to college. He was going to be a good person. Yeah, once he started caring for himself, once he got there, once he's made it, he might reflect back and go, you know what, it was bad of me to be a rapist and a murderer and a carjacker and a thief and a thug. But, you know, while I was doing it, yeah, so what? Nobody's teaching him self-esteem. Feel good about who you are. You want to have your daughter avoid meeting a bad guy? Have her have pride in herself. And you don't have to worry. If your daughter goes, shoot, Dad, I'm smart, I'm good looking, I've got a bright future ahead. If she's saying things like that to you, you don't have to worry about the guy she's going to pick. She's going to pick somebody like you, probably better, and she's going to make sure he's held to a standard. That's what you can be concerned about. I mean, that's what you can know. But not with black leftists. And black leftists formed a radical splinter group called Black Lives Matter. A group that was formed by black Marxists and should be declared a terrorist group. Another thing that happened in Louisville that this friend was telling me says Black Lives Matter ranks businesses on their wokeness, or more specifically, on their willingness to kowtow to BLM. And she said that BLM even posts signs on the doors of businesses as if marking them for destruction should they not pay up. Should they not capitulate? Should they not do something different for blacks? I guess give a deeper discount or something. I got more on this when we get back. Thanks for listening to Kevin.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
BLM extorting businesses in Kentucky. And you go, wait a minute, Kevin, that's what I left off in the last segment. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Kevin, are you sure? Yeah. Oh, I don't know, man. Yeah, they're posting signs. I told the person that told me this, I said, get a picture of the sign because I don't want people not believing me. And it won't only be in Kentucky. But you've already got an example if you're paying attention. A big example of BLM and its extortion tactics. I'll get it out. Hang on. BLM and its extortion tactics. See? I did it. There. Ha ha. Yep. BLM using mafioso tactics, folks, to extort businesses. Put our sign up. Let people know you are BLM friendly or some bad things can happen to you. Cops will do that. Bad cops will go out and, you know, hey, you want a little protection? You know, you got to pay the Police Benevolent Association. See, I'm pro-cop, but I'm not pro-bad cop, and I know they do this. They do that. But you know who really does it? Mafiosos. And they're not the only ones. They got in little Havana, the Cubanos do it. In little Japan, the Yakuza does it. And the Chinese mob and all of them. They all have extortion rackets to say, hey, you pay us up, your business stays okay. Your business doesn't get burned. Oh, we don't burn you down.
You pay up. You don't get burned down. Yeah, I did that intentionally because I wanted to trigger some leftists. Kevin's talking like he's a Chinaman. Yeah, he's talking like an Asian. Which one? What ilk of Asian am I talking about? Yeah, Chinese. So the point is, all the people have these extortion rings, and BLM is now getting in on theirs. They're saying, hey, this is legit. This is sanctioned. And if you don't think that BLM is even bolder, BLM is not like the cops, where the cops put a thing up and says, hey, this business is protected by crooked cops. BLM is so bold, it doesn't do like the mafia. It's bigger than the mafia, because the mafia can't put something that says this business is protected by the mob. You don't bother this business. You bother this business, you're bothering somebody else. We will make you an offer you can't refuse. No. BLM, though, has a sign up on businesses in Louisville, Kentucky that give you the check mark of approval. You have been BLM approved, and they're using this group, DAFO, you know, these black thugs that are walking around with machine guns. My friend was telling me people in Louisville are wondering what the heck's going to go on, because there's a lot of corn-fed white boys that can shoot that could take them Negroes out in a minute. It wouldn't even be a war. It would be a massacre. And you might just see one day a bunch of old corn-fed white boys marching in the street with their firearms saying, okay, you asked for it, bring it. I've told many people, don't underestimate when you finally get pure-blooded Americans upset. When I'm talking about pure-blooded Americans like me. I ain't talking about white folks. I'm talking about people that finally say, enough is enough. Because I'll promise you, the ones that are laying low and are quiet, they are the baddest guys on the planet. They will take care of you. Anyway, using this latest shooting of a black man by police in Chicago, and the guy probably deserved to be shot. Let's be honest about it. Thousands of blacks looted stores on Magnificent Mile. That's where all these top trendy stores are. And there is no misinterpreting the statement from the Black Lives Matter Chicago group. The Chicago leader of this terror group, Ariel Atkins, called the organized pillage of these shops in the Windy City's Magnificent Mile restorative justice. That's what she said. It's restorative justice. Unbelievably, BLM organizer Ariel Atkins said that looting is reparations, and she added that she supports this looting 100%. And they had a sign up where she says, y'all been looting our futures, so big deal. I sanctioned this because we've been looted. Who does she blame? Is she blaming you, conservatives? Have you been looting the futures of these young blacks? Who do you think's been looting their future? And here's her actual statement. A lot of people are really attacking our pages. They're like, oh, you support the looters. And yeah, we do 100%. That's reparations. And like however people choose to protest, especially if it was definitely in line with what was happening with the shooting, which would be powerful to see people reacting without organizers just being like, we're angry and this is what we're going to do. We're going to take the power back. Now, I don't know how to interpret that. That was a lot of crap. But she goes on. I feel like these stores, these Macy's, these Gucci's, the PNC banks, they're not here for us. The city puts way more money and investment into spending time and protecting their spaces and making sure that they exist. And yet our people are constantly being pushed out of the city. Unemployment is incredibly high. Like, we are in an incredible situation. And the fact that anybody gives a crap, she used a different word, about these businesses over what is happening in this city now and the pain that people are in and the suffering that is taking place, I don't care. I will support the looters to the end of the day. If that's what they need to do in order to eat, and that's what they've got to do to eat. So she's saying going into stealing Gucci pants and all that is what they got to do to eat. She's lying through her teeth. You know it. Everybody knows it. And there are people supporting this. Corporations. People putting signs on TV shows that read, and I'm going to go back to this note, all lives can't matter until black lives matter. And let me tell you what else. I'll break it down for you. All the crap that got looted, These black folks that took all that stuff and went back home, they better keep their mouths shut, because if they think Black Lives Matter, let some black folks know that they stole thousands and thousands of dollars worth of stuff and see how much Black Lives Matter. People should be ashamed of themselves for suborning terrorism. Now, I want to go back to Kentucky. So you say to me, Kevin, I don't know if there's any signs up. You know, you ain't proved nothing, man, because you don't have a sign. You ain't put anything on a website or whatever. I'm just telling you what somebody told me, that Black Lives Matter has won these signs up. But I give you Chicago. Were there any signs put up? What did this girl just say? I don't need a sign. I don't need anything. You are spending money protecting white folks' property. And you know what? Y'all been looting for us, PNC Bank, Macy's, Gucci, whatever. And we're going to go take what we want because we need it to eat. And if your business isn't friendly to us and give us what we want, we will do the same thing to you. Do they need to put a sign up in your window? Do they need to put a sign up in your school to tell you how little they think about your child, your white child, your Hispanic child, your Asian child, your non-black child? What do they need to do? How much information do you need before you finally recognize that this is a terror group and your silence about that is not winning thing over? It's like me with mask. Yeah, people are, Kevin, you spend so much time on mask. I do, because I know exactly what's going on. The same thing I know is what's going on with this stupid terrorist group and nobody wanting to say anything. And I know I got parents that call me every day. My child is afraid to say something. I don't want to say anything. The administrators are this or that. Yeah, keep that silence going, because that's really helping things, isn't it? We'll be back. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now we're working with Iraq. They use the great American dollar, which is the most powerful currency in the world, and they're starting to do well.
President Trump at the White House meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq. President Trump continues.
We are with them, and this gentleman in particular, we've developed a very good relationship, and hopefully it's going to be very strong for your country.
Filings for jobless benefits rose to 1.1 million last week, suggesting an uptick in layoffs as the economy slowly recovers from the coronavirus pandemic. And Joe Biden will formally accept his party's nomination for president tonight at the 2020 Democratic National Convention being held virtually. It's the former vice president's third run for the White House and comes more than three decades after his first attempt. This is USA Radio News. The administration is still discussing banning TikTok. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok. So says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I'll leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal. So we'll see.
Tropical Depression 13 could develop into Hurricane Laura this weekend as it nears South Florida. National Weather Service meteorologist Robert Garcia says we are in the five-day cone of uncertainty.
We have the unsettled weather ahead here heading into the weekend. Through the weekend, we're going to continue to gain a better perspective as to what Tropical Depression 13 could mean for our region.
There's a 20 to 30% chance South Florida could feel tropical storm force winds Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats rarely, if ever, think through their issues. They create problems and they think, oh, this will make it difficult on the conservatives or the Republicans or Donald Trump or whatever. And they don't play it out to the brutal end. And the brutal end, when you are anti-American, anti-human race, is you cannot win. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find out more about us. Democrats didn't think through the ruse of the Chinese virus when they disrupted their miseducation system. I want you to just understand. Now, go back and look at how they thought, we'll bring down the economy with the Chinese Wu flu. They tried to make it American. They did everything they could to disrupt. How dare the Americans accuse the Chinese of doing this Chinese disease that came from the Wuhan province? How dare they? This is an American disease. And, oh, by the way, Donald Trump, the xenophobe who stopped the Chinese from coming over, he hates Chinese by cutting off the borders. How dare he do that immediately when he found out that there was a potential for this? How dare he cut off the WHO, who's been in bed with the Chinese and has been spreading lies and innuendo about it and yada, yada, yada. I mean, how dare we, right? How dare you Americans accept that Donald Trump absolutely acted as quickly as humanly possible when he got word? How dare you accept that? And I could go on. But the Wu flu's impact, that when they were playing it out, they were like, well, it'll torpedo the economy. And you know what Trump said? Don't worry about it. I'll rebuild it. Stock market is only 1,000 points off of where it was before this started, which means it's up for the year. So there you go. But they also didn't understand what it was going to do to the education, which I like to call the miseducation system. And in their attempt to destroy this amazing economy, they put Americans on lockdown. Businesses, churches, schools were closed, all for the sake, folks, of saving lives. But the unintended consequences put a wrinkle in the fabric of leftism that the best maid on the planet can't iron out. And this teacher, his name is Matthew Kay. He was warning the school in a thread about the very problem that I'm going to describe for you. He was like, you know what, guys, we might have opened a can of worms here. Our equity slash inclusion work could be disrupted. Now, I've talked about this. I told you guys. I said, when your kids came home in the last term, before the summer, and you were teaching them for a month and a half, and you were looking at all this curriculum going, what the heck is this? First of all, you probably looked at it and went, this ain't even that difficult. That's what I said. I started teaching my youngest son calculus. It's like, what the? This is nonsense. So that was number one. But number two, diversity, equity, and inclusion doesn't apply in your home. So They couldn't teach that. You were homeschooling, just making sure the assignments were being done. So you were watching everything. If you were a plugged-in parent, you're going, what? LGBT this? What? Well, I'm not doing it. This semester, I'll tell you, they want my son to take a one-hour class on LGBTQ. And, you know, I'll tell you what I told him. I told him, that is an hour that you don't even have to worry about. I don't care what you do that hour, but you don't need to study that. And if you get an F, I don't care. Get an F in LGBTQ. And we'll be dealing with it with the school. So he's like, so that's what I was thinking, Dad. That's just an hour for me to do homework. I go, yeah. Anyway, this teacher, Matthew Case, who's at a school for science, I'll get the name of it here in a second, but here's what he wrote. So this fall, virtual class discussion will have many potential spectators, parents, siblings, etc., in the same room. We'll never be quite sure who is overhearing the discourse. What does this do for our equity inclusion work? So he's concerned that things could be disrupted with all of the looky-loos that might, you know, see what they're talking about. And here's what my first thought was. Since when is an educator concerned about people willing to look in and learn? When I taught martial arts, I mean, I do still, but I'm saying when I taught it in a class environment, there were people that could come by and see the class. And we would be going through drills, and we didn't curtain it off and say, hey, unless you come into the class, you cannot be partake of what we do. The object was look at it, see if you like it, if you want to do it. As the instructor, if you thought you were really bad, you could go, man, I see you instruct, and you ain't that good. One time, I'll tell you a quick story. I had a guy, there was a place you could sit up, it was kind of obscure, but you could sneak around the back and watch from the top, and you had to know the building really well to do that. So one day this black dude comes up to me, his name is Stan, and he said to me, he says, man, you're a pretty good martial artist. I said, well, how would you know? I've never seen you in my class. I've never even run into you. He goes, I watch you from up at the top. And I went, really? Because I knew the spot. I went, really? He goes, yeah, man. He goes, I watch your class probably 2 times a week. And you never hear him. Dude was like a ghost. And it turns out he was a really accomplished martial artist, older guy, but a very accomplished martial artist. And he says, yeah, man, you teach a good class. And I was like, well, thanks. But here's my point. My point to him was that you don't have to sneak up there and watch. You could come in the class. You could come in, and if you think I do a technique wrong, or say, Kevin, with all due respect, you know, Mr. Jackson, we taught it this way when I was at my school. And I would go, that's phenomenal. So, because here's what I tell people about anything you learn. Until you become a master at it, only listen to your instructor. Because he's going to give you the basics. If you want to explore it after you've gotten a level of expertise and you learn how your body works, go work with other people. I would invite that. But if Stan came to my class, I would say, nope, we're going to teach my way. And when I get people to a certain level of proficiency, you can then say, well, you know, Kev, I learned to notice how your body type doesn't let you throw kicks a particular way. So we're going to work with you on a different way to alter the style. But this guy doesn't want people to watch his class. Yeah. I don't get it. I would think most teachers would say, yes, please, let your parents, bring your parents into my curriculum. But he doesn't want to do that. And here's what I will tell you. Either if you want it, it's because you're good. You say, I have no issue with anybody watching my class. If you don't want it, it's because you're incompetent. That's my feeling about it. Anyway, Kay goes on to describe the school as a somewhat secure barrier in discussing this equity and inclusion. And he put, how much have students depended on these somewhat secure barriers of our physical classrooms to encourage vulnerability? How many of us have installed some version of what happens here stays here to help this? So he's telling you, we've got secure borders of physical classrooms, no cameras, no nothing, and we can encourage vulnerability. And the students depend on this. So here's what I want to say to you about that. Understand that this teacher believes, one, that his school is more secure than the students' homes, and two, that students should not inform their parents of what happens at the school. And of course, all of this is for, y'all, we ready? Yeah, let's all say it together. It's for the kids. It's for the safety of the kids. It isn't for him. Now, I contend that Kay is more concerned about his teaching techniques than he is the students themselves. Because, as he called them, vulnerable minds can be easily melded when there exists no alternative thought. Why would he teach them critical thinking? Because without critical thinking, Kay and other students can certainly exploit these students' vulnerability. This is a guy that's telling you, I want your child to be vulnerable to me. And then not tell you. They need to have the safety and seclusion of their vulnerability to me and keep it a secret from you. He can no longer exploit that vulnerability. That is amazing to me. He's telling you exactly the game plan. This is how pedophiles, you know, groom the kids. They the safety of the environment. Oh, yeah, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about diversity, inclusion, and sexuality in our safe little confine. And the kids can be vulnerable here. They can tell us the things that they're afraid to talk about with others, especially their helicopter parents, which I'll get to in just a second. This is what this man believes. And he teaches, I think it's called a Science Leadership Academy. Science Leadership Academy. And his concern is that parents will disrupt their diversity and equity curriculum in sexuality. It should scare you that you put your children into a system full of pedophiles and want them vulnerable. More on this when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So we're talking about a guy named Matthew K. And they say he's a co-founding teacher at a school called Science Leadership Academy in Philadelphia. And this guy has essentially said that homeschool or virtual teaching, they don't call it homeschooling. They call it virtual classrooms. Because they're still the teachers, right? You have to be the supervisors of it all, but they're the teachers. So these homeschooling parents now, the virtual assistants, if you will, unpaid assistants, the slaves to the system, are a concern for him. Because he says, you know, we've got this sort of environment for kids that we've set up to where we don't have to worry about what they see, what, you know, other people looking in on what we teach. And the first thing he says, it's going to have all these spectators in the same room. We're not going to be sure who's overhearing. What does this do for our equity inclusion work? If too many people overhear what the plot is for us around equity and inclusion, they may not like what we have to say. They may find it racist. And then the second part, he says, how many of these students have depended on the secure? It's for the students, right? They need the security because it will encourage their vulnerability. They may come out at school as opposed to their parents. And he says the it'll ruin their what happens here stays here policy. Doesn't it make you feel good to know that the education system has a what happens here stays here? So you as the parent don't get to know about it. But guess what happens at your house if something happens there? Do you think it stays at your house or do you think somebody calls Child Protective Services on you? But no, the school wants that level of protection. But he goes on because Matthews K, he's a race expert. He admits that he's comfortable talking about race. And he concedes other concerns. And here's what his comment was. While conversations about race are in my wheelhouse and remain a concern in this no walls environment, I am most intrigued about the damage that helicopter snowplow parents can do in an honest conversation about gender / sexuality. No walls environment. No walls, but no peeking. At least no peeking by parents who want to know what's going on in the lives of their children, in the education of their children. I mean, there's so many nuances here because essentially what this guy is saying is it ain't your child. Don't think this is your child. And what of his description of involved parents? He refers to parents who pay attention to their children's educations as helicopter / snowplow parents. And the implication of that is that these parents should leave the education to the experts. Stay out of our way. What are you doing helicoptering in and hovering over the curriculum and what we're teaching your kid? Don't you trust us? As we expose your child's vulnerabilities in their safe environment where we have don't tell anybody. What happens here stays here. That's Vegas too, isn't it? Yeah. Still, the worst part of this conversation revolves around the potential undoing of the teacher's lessons on gender / sexuality. That's what got me. I'm going to read it again. While conversations about race are in my wheelhouse and remain a concern in the no walls environment, because he's saying they're going to be seeing me talk about this. He says, I'm most intrigued by the damage that helicopter snowplow parents can do in honest conversations about gender and sexuality. So you are not prepared to deal with honest conversations about gender and sexuality. You're not equipped for it. They are. They've learned this. See, aside from getting their teacher certificate in, I don't know, math or engineering or whatever, they're also trained in the art of gender and sexuality. You are not. What could you possibly know? You don't have a degree. Now let's look at the last comment thread where he admits that conservative parents represent his chief concern. Matthew Ray says this, and while conservative parents are my chief concern, I know the damage that can come from the left too. If we are engaged in the messy work of destabilizing a kid's homophobia or transphobia, how much do we want their classmates' parents piling on? Now, that one was a really interesting comment because it's deeper than it looks. He admits much more, folks. He intimates that the school colludes with the left and agrees with leftist ideology. And he doesn't need leftists piling on because his school is already firmly entrenched with the leftist agenda. So he is concerned that conservative parents are going to look at his agenda and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. But what could upset the apple cart is if too many leftists let the cat out of the bag that they all agree and he agrees with them. What he's telling his people is this. I got this. We're already jacking with these kids. And the parents don't know. And we've set up an environment where they can be vulnerable. It sounds like Scientology. Tell me all your secrets and then I'll use them against you. So that we set up the vulnerability of these kids and then we tell them, don't tell anybody. Don't you dare go tell your parents what we're doing. And that's good for them. Now, my question came, and I'll cover some more of this in just a bit, but who is this guy? And here was from his website promoting his book. Matthew Ray is a proud product of Philadelphia's public schools and a founding teacher at Science Leadership Academy. He believes that any teacher who's willing to put in the hard work and reflection can, through practice of discrete skills, lead meaningful race conversations. Driven by his conviction, he is passionate about designing professional development that teachers find valuable. So he's a founding teacher at the Science Leadership Academy. And he teaches meaningful conversations about race. And he wrote a book called Not Light, But Fire, How to Lead Meaningful Race Conversations in the Classroom. Meaningful. Let's look at that word for a bit. Meaningful, meaning one-sided race conversations. Black is good, white is bad. That's the conversation that he wants to lead. Black, let me not empower you. Let me demoralize you. Whites, same thing. When they talk about leading meaningful conversations in race, to make meaningful demoralizing, and you'll have it nailed. Inquiry-driven race discussions is what he talks about. Inquiry-driven race discussions from one perspective. Now, as a person with degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math, I have a difficult time understanding what the heck race has to do with teaching anything outside of maybe sociology or something like that. What does race have to do with engineering? What does race have to do with math? What does race have to do with physics or chemistry? Do chemicals react differently in the body of blacks versus whites? Is physics any different on the bodies of blacks versus whites? Is math applied any differently in the black community than it is in the white community? Explain it to me, because I'm really curious. None of this has any involved, should it be involved, be taught at our schools whatsoever. And this Science Leadership Academy, it's their focus. It isn't. Show me where he's... I didn't even hear physics, calculus, science, math. I didn't hear anything at all about curriculum. The only thing this guy's concerned about in his curriculum of teaching kids from the Science Leadership Academy is race, gender, sexuality. Those are the issues. Diversity and equity, inclusion, etc. That's it. Now, if that works for you, if you're okay with that, okay, fine. I'm not going to get upset with you. If that's all you care your kids learn, that's on you. But if I send my kid to the Science Leadership Academy, I don't want you teaching them about race, sexuality, gender issues, any of it. I want you to teach them math and science and maybe a little bit about, you know, using the King's English. But for the most part, teach them about the things that are practical, the things that are universal. This is unbelievable. America, you better wake up. Schools no longer teach. They indoctrinate. And the people who call themselves teachers or educators are nothing more than indoctrinators. The education system needs to switch. It needs to go from this decades-old social engineering madness that started in the late 70s, and it needs to return to teaching. We have plenty of evidence that these tactics are of no use in society.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.